Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Brandon's birthday, and his buddy Matt wanted to get him. So I called Brandon as the guy who runs the last Blockbuster in the country with his overdue movies.
Hello?
Hey, trying to reach Brandon?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Brandon, I just needed some information to update your credit card on file here and settle up your account.
Fill in my account for what?
Oh, sorry, this is Randall Graves from Blockbuster Video.
Blockbuster Video?
Yeah, just needed to settle your account here.
Wait. My account with Blockbuster Video?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they all closed around here?
Yeah, but I'm actually calling from the Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. We're actually the last remaining Blockbuster in the country.
I didn't think there were any left.
Yeah, man, we're the last store. And, you know, you may find this hard to believe, but I have a lot of free time because not a lot of people come into the store. But since we're the last Blockbuster, I have all the files from all the Blockbusters. So I've just been going through and pulling some files for people who have some unreturned movies.
Wait, I don't even remember the last Blockbuster, dude.
I have it right here that you took out Happy Gilmore in 2008 from a Blockbuster. It might even be like a dentist office now, but I've got the late fees right here and your contract. So I'm actually going easy on people. I'm just doing like $1 a day on the late fee.
Ooh.
So that's like 365 days times 10 years. So it's like $3,650 for Happy Gilmore.
Oh my God. No, that's ridiculous. Wait, I haven't had like any phone calls or emails about this in what, then 10 years?
I've got the contract you signed in 1998, and you agreed to pay all the late fees. And, you know, there's a lot of unhappy Adam Sandler fans that didn't get to see Happy Gilmore because you have it, man.
And I don't even remember renting that, honestly, dude. It's been so long. Like, you can't.
I've got plenty of copies of Little Nicky. Nobody seems to want that, but Happy Gilmore is a really popular one.
Well, I mean, I don't care. It's just like $3,600.
Have you even been watching Happy Gilmore? I mean, do you remember that time when Wink Martindale got into the fight with Happy on the green? Wasn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Really? Because it was Bob Barker, man. I don't think you've watched Happy Gilmore lately.
That's how long it's been, though, man. I don't remember this.
Do you have a VHS copy of Shawshank Redemption?
No, I definitely do not still have a copy. I mean, I've moved like 3 times.
Yeah, could you please be kind and rewind? That would be great. I also am looking for a 1997 Laserdisc of Batman and Robin. Wow. George Clooney's trying to buy those all back so nobody can see it, because, man, that's pretty bad.
That's messed up. Come on.
Hey, and if you have any of that microwave popcorn, you know the buckets you used to get at Blockbuster?
There's no way they can, like, put me up for that.
No, I just don't think you should eat it. It's been recalled. It's pretty old now.
Oh. Okay, yeah. No, I'll make sure to not do that.
So can I get that credit card number so I can update your account here?
Man, I can't. I'll buy a copy on Amazon and send it to you. I can't pay up like that. I can't just give you my Visa to be charged that much money.
Do you think maybe your buddy Matt might have a copy of it?
Matt?
Yeah, Matt called me, Brian Bell here at WROR. This is a Brian Bell buster, Brandon.
He put me up to this.
He wanted to say happy birthday, and maybe you guys can catch a movie.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe it'll be on him if we're doing that.
Well, yeah, for your birthday, I would think so. Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR. We can help you get Matt back on his birthday, too, okay?
Okay, no, we got to do something really good then.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.